There is a time, I know not when, a place, I know not where, that marks the destiny of men, to heaven or despair. So go the words of the little poem, and how true those words are. Every man is confronted with a decision, with a choice to make. You, who are listening now to Worth Baptist Hour, you have a decision to make. You have a choice. It is for you Christ or chaos. It is heaven or hell. It is life or death. Which will it be with you? I trust that as this broadcast continues, the Holy Spirit would speak to your heart and bring you to that place that you would choose for the Lord Jesus Christ. If you have just tuned in, you're now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. Our announcer has given to you the location of Worth Baptist Church and the schedule of services. We invite you to share in the blessings of God with us this Lord's Day in our services of worship. Not only that, but we would be happy to hear from you by mail this week. There is but one way that we know that you receive and enjoy the broadcast, and that is by your writing. Sit down today as the broadcast leaves the air and write us. And to all those who will write this week, we will send you the little booklet entitled Times Like These. It is yours, free and postage paid, upon request. Simply write us this week, and the booklet is yours. My message for today's broadcast is entitled Christ or Chaos. I have another title for it. Take the whole world, but give me Jesus. My text is in John chapter 6. I shall begin reading at verse 66 after we pause in a moment of prayer. Our Father, we are thankful for the gospel of redeeming grace. We are thankful for all those who have tuned our way today. Thou knowest every home and every heart and every life. Those who are despondent and discouraged. Those who are ready to give up. Someone, even by chance, they think today, has tuned to this radio station, not even knowing what they will receive. I pray that the Holy Spirit would bring a special blessing to that heart, to that one who is nearest eternity, to that one who is nearest despondency, nearest to the point of giving up, maybe taking their own life. Or may they turn today by faith to Jesus Christ and make the choice that means the settling of the eternal destiny of their soul. In Jesus' name we ask it, and for His sake, amen. Christ or Chaos, John chapter 6. Then said Jesus unto the 12, Will ye also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of life. And we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered them, Have I not chosen you, you 12, and one of you is a devil? He spake of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, for he it was that should betray him, being one of the 12. In this passage, Jesus makes the tragic reference to the traitor Judas Iscariot. Judas had a choice to make. You have a choice to make. For Judas, it was Christ or chaos. For you, it is Christ or chaos. Which will it be? Only you can decide. Remember the words that I read a moment ago? The Apostle Peter said to Jesus, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. I ask you, if you decide not to trust Christ, if you decide to go it on your own, if you decide to leave the Lord Jesus Christ and the principles of the Word of God, where would you go? Would you go to the resources of this world? What is this world system anyhow? My beloved, it is only a temporary existence, for this world shall pass away. All of the things that are in this world are of a temporary nature. Only that which is spiritual is eternal. This world has a reservoir of wisdom, but wisdom never saved one soul. After that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. Paul says it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. You may be wise. You may have an inroad to all the wisdom that this world has. But, beloved, wisdom will not redeem you from a devil's hell. This world has a reservoir of wealth, but wealth has never redeemed or ransomed one soul. All of the riches of this world cannot buy salvation. The price of your salvation has already been paid. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left the crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. The price for your sin is too great for you to pay. Just suppose for a moment that you could write a check that would include the money in all the nations of earth. That would not buy 1 ounce of salvation, for all of the wealth of the world is far, far too little to redeem you from an everlasting destruction without God and without Christ. This world has a reservoir of science, but science is no savior. Science is good, and we appreciate the advances that science has made in the 20th century. But science can never redeem a soul. When I come down to the last moment of my life, when I'm on my deathbed, I will not want the scientist, I will want the Savior. When you come to the end of the way, science will not do when you are dying, but Jesus Christ will. Professor Hegard of the Copenhagen University once wrote, and I quote it to you, "The experiences of life, its sufferings and griefs, have shaken my soul and have broken the foundation upon which I formerly thought I could build safely. Full of faith in the sufficiency of science, I thought to have found in it a sure refuge from all the contingencies of life. The illusion vanished. When the tempest came which plunged me in sorrow, the cable of science broke like a thread. Then I seized upon that which many before me have laid hold of. I sought and found peace in God. Since then, I have not abandoned science, but I have assigned to it another place in life. Science cannot redeem your never-dying soul. You need the Lord Jesus Christ, for if indeed you were to turn to the reservoir of wisdom, or of wealth, or of science, or of knowledge, or of the pleasures of this life and of this world, in the end, these will fail you, and only Jesus Christ can see you through. I repeat, only Jesus Christ, God's Son, can see you through. It is Christ or chaos for your life. If you decide to leave Jesus, the only place you can go is into a devil's hell, without hope, for time and for eternity, hopelessly, helplessly lost. Only Christ can redeem you. Only Christ can give you peace. Only Christ can solve your problems. Only Christ can heal your soul. Only Christ can bring you into a state of eternal bliss and happiness and joy. You must then recognize today that apart from Jesus Christ, there is only death, there is only disappointment, there is only destruction, there is only judgment, there is only the wrath of a righteous God outside Christ. It is Christ or chaos for you. I ask you a second question. If you decide to leave Jesus, would you go to the religions of this world? Would you go to Buddhism? Did Buddha die upon the cross for the souls of mankind? Is there any saving efficacy in the blood of Buddha? Would you turn to Confucianism or Hinduism or Judaism or Mohammedanism or Zoroastrianism? Just what would you turn to? I ask you, is there any efficacy in the blood of Buddha, Confucius, or Mohammed, or Zoroaster, or any other religious leader of the world? Surely you must know today that there is but one way for you to be saved, and that is through Jesus Christ, God's Son. Surely you know today that there is but one way of peace and joy and happiness, and that is through the Son of God. It is Christ or chaos. To offer any substitute for the teachings of Jesus is like lighting a candle in the face of the noonday sun. It has been said that when Mohammed sees a poor soul in the gutter, he says, "Ah, brother, that is the will of Allah." When Buddha sees that poor soul down in the gutter, he says, "If you will pass through 1,000 incarnations, you will come out all right in the end." When Confucius, it is said, sees that poor soul in the gutter, he says, "If I had seen you before you fell, I could have told you the thing that would have kept you from falling." But my beloved friend, listening to this broadcast today, when Jesus Christ, God's Son, sees that lost, helpless, hell-bound sinner in the gutter of sin, he goes where he is. He embraces him with the arms of love. He lifts him by his marvelous grace out of the gutter of sin and plants his feet upon a solid rock and takes him on his way rejoicing with sins forgiven. You can have that experience today. You can know that Jesus Christ is your Savior by simply anchoring your faith in Him. By exercising faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, by acknowledging Him as Savior, by trusting Him as your very own, you make the choice that every man must sooner or later make. Every man must choose either Christ or chaos, life or death, heaven or hell. You must make that choice. Where shall we go in the midst of the 20th century when there are so many problems and heartaches and difficulties and trials, and when there are so many uncertainties in life, when you have tried so many other ways and gone so many other places? Where shall you go in this hour? Where shall the sinner go? The sinner has but one place that he can go, and that is to Jesus Christ. For we read in Acts 4:12, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Out there without Christ, your only hope is in Him. Your only salvation is in the Lord Jesus Christ. You must go to Him. Where shall the saint go? Are you a Christian? Do you know Jesus Christ as your Savior? Then there's no place for you to go, but just to stay with Him. Even as Peter said in my text, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou dost have the words of eternal life. Where shall the sufferer go?" Oh, there's so much suffering in the world today. Mental suffering, physical suffering, emotional suffering. All of the sufferers all over the world must learn that only in Jesus Christ, the great physician, is their hope for their suffering condition. If you are suffering today in body, Christ is the great physician. If you are suffering in mind, Christ is the great stabilizer. If you are suffering the malady of sin, the disease of sin, Christ and Christ alone can heal you. Where will the skeptic go? There is no place for the doubter, for the skeptic, for the atheist, for the unbeliever to go. For when that man comes down to the end of the way, he will discover that all of his skepticism has been a dangerous thing, and that unless he has Christ as Savior in the hour of death, he is facing eternity unprepared to meet God and unprepared to die. And the Bible declares it is appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. You're facing judgment today. There is but one heartbeat between you and the judgment of God. To go away from Jesus is to go away from life. For Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. To go away from Jesus is to go away from the only source of love. For John writes, "Herein is love, not that we loved him, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins." To go away from Jesus is to go away from light. For Jesus declared, "I am the light of the world. If any man follow after me, he shall not walk in darkness, but in the light of life." To go away from Jesus is to go away from liberty. Jesus declared, "If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." To go away from Jesus is to go into darkness, into damnation, into destruction, into death. For the wages of sin is death. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. Oh, today, my sinner friend, faced with a choice of Christ or chaos, I beg you in Jesus' stead to turn to the Son of the living God and exercise your faith in him, because unless you have Christ as your Savior, it is death and destruction in the path for you ahead. Look at those who have gone away. The rich man in the New Testament went away, and in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment. Judas Iscariot, my text says, went away and hanged himself. King Agrippa went away, crying, "Almost, thou persuadest me to be a Christian." Perhaps today you are almost persuaded to be a Christian. Perhaps today you have come to that point when you know you must do something, and you're almost, but almost is not enough. I trust that you will all together in this moment trust Jesus Christ as your Savior. The prodigal son went away, and he ended up in the hog pen. King Herod went away, and God smote him with worms, and he died on his own throne. To all of those who today are going away from Jesus, this word of warning to you. To go away from Jesus means that you have no other way to be saved. Unless you are saved, hell is your destiny. Don't go away from Jesus. Where will you go, you with your burden of sin? Jesus Christ is the great burden bearer. Where will you go, you with your heartache and sorrow? Only Christ can bear your sorrow and mend your broken heart. Where will you go, you with your loneliness of heart? Oh, but if you could know that Jesus Christ is the friend that sticketh closer than a brother, that he will bring peace and joy and happiness and companionship into your life, and you will never have to be alone. You will never have to walk alone. You will not face death alone, for Jesus Christ will fill the loneliness of your heart. Where will you go? You with your haunting fears. The psalmist said, "What time I am afraid, I will trust in him." Where will you go with your gray hair of old age, tottering toward the end of the way, toward the grave, toward death? Which way will you turn? Where will you go? Come to the Lord Jesus Christ. I invite you to come to him today, for he is the head specialist, and he will tell you how to think. He's the heart specialist, and he will mend all the broken parts. He's the hand specialist. He will tell you how to labor with your hand. He's the foot specialist. He will tell you where to walk, the pathway of righteousness. He's the eye specialist, the ear specialist, the throat specialist. Jesus Christ is the specialist that you need today. He's the soul specialist. He will save your never-dying soul from an eternity in hell if you'll but trust him as your Savior. Come this moment. Come right now. Right by the radio, pause today. Honor Christ. Open the door of your heart. Trust him as your Savior. And say, "Write us this week." And then we would like to have you visit our church and share with us here at Worth Baptist the joys of knowing Christ as your Savior. Why not come tonight? Our Sunday evening worship service at 7 o'clock holds for you a welcome and a warmth to worship God in a spiritual and in a friendly atmosphere. I leave you with this word. If you turn away from Jesus, there's nowhere for you to go but into eternal damnation. Don't do it. Rather, turn by faith to trust Him as your Savior this moment.